6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Murder in the morning from the
It's been almost 3 years now since the incident, the death on the set of the movie Rust. Actor Alec Baldwin now about set to stand trial for involuntary manslaughter. The shooting, of course, resulting in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins and an injured director Joel Souza. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on October 21st, 2021 at the Bonanza Creek Ranch in Santa Fe County, New Mexico, when the gun went off. So, I mean, it was a real gun. It was a prop for the movie, but it was a real functioning weapon. It killed Helena Hutchins and wounded Souza. Baldwin has consistently maintained that he did not pull the trigger, stating in multiple interviews that the gun misfired. I was taking direction from Hutchins and pulled the hammer back as far as I could without cocking it, Baldwin told ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. However, FBI testing on the .45 caliber Colt prop revolver indicated that the gun would not have discharged without the trigger being pulled. Baldwin's attorney recently argued that the firearm was damaged during forensic testing, but their motion to dismiss the case was denied. Initially, Baldwin faced charges of involuntary manslaughter and a firearm enhancement charge, the latter of which was eventually dropped, reducing his potential prison sentence by 5 years. In March of 23, Special Prosecutor Andrea Reed stepped down, and the Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwise resigned from the case. Special Prosecutors Carrie T. Morrison and Jason Lewis were appointed to take over. And then in April of 23, the charges against Baldwin were dismissed due to new facts in the case, according to prosecutors. However, they noted that this did not absolve Baldwin of criminal culpability, and the charges could be refiled. Over the following months, the special prosecutor and prosecutors continued to investigate, and then in October of 23, Baldwin and the prosecutors discussed a potential plea deal, but it was rescinded. In January 24, the New Mexico grand jury indicted Baldwin on one count of involuntary manslaughter. Baldwin's attorney, Luke Nickus, and Alex Spiro stated, "We look forward to our day in court," following Baldwin's indictment. SAG and AFTRA, the union representing over 150,000 actors, criticized the decision to recharge him. The film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, was charged with involuntary manslaughter and tampering with evidence. She was found guilty in April and is serving an 18-month jail sentence. Gutierrez-Reed asserted her Fifth Amendment right during the pretrial interview in May, and it's unclear if she'll testify at Baldwin's trial. Assistant Director Dave Halls, who pled no contest to a misdemeanor charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon, is expected to testify. Baldwin, of course, has maintained that Halls declared the gun cold, indicating it had no live ammunition before handing it to him. Prosecutors have accused Baldwin of providing contradictory versions of events, saying, quote, "Every time Mr. Baldwin spoke, a different version of the events emerged," said the court filing from the special prosecutors this last spring. It's supposed to last about 2 weeks, and we'll be bringing you the courtroom coverage right here. So press subscribe.
Do you know what the movie was about? Obviously, it's not going to be made now, but I'm just, you know, curious.
It was a space movie. It was about aliens invading. It was set in the far, far future. And no. I do not. It was a Western of some sort. So somebody wronged somebody. And, you know, somebody had to get into gunfights, and there's probably some hookers in a bar, and
Yeah.
A lot of hats. So something like that. I don't know what the plot line originally was of the movie, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I ever would have seen it, to be honest with you.
No. I mean, it was a
low... Was it worth it?
Well, I mean, a lot of actors, and I mean, a lot of people are doing lower budget stuff now, and series and things like that, because there just isn't a lot of big movies that are being made unless it's like superheroes. So a lot of things aren't super big on budgets, and this is no different. So, I mean, nobody in this, I think, ever went in with any sort of intent to harm anyone. So I don't know if you can really ask if it was worth it. No one's going to say it's worth it, but I think they certainly need to get a better grasp here on obviously where the bullets are coming from, because something failed somewhere and no one seems to have been able to quite figure out what exactly happened or why it happened.
What do you think? Do you think he's guilty?
Involuntary manslaughter? No. I mean, did he pull the trigger? Yeah, probably. Did he think the gun was loaded? No. I mean, there's no way he thought there and sat there and shoot the cinematographer right now and ruin my life and everyone else's. No. I mean, it's a horrible accident is what it was. Now, there was other people that were already leaving the set for safety concerns. Now, there could be some guilt there for running a kind of loose set where things were not being done the way they should have for safety purposes. I think there's certainly some question there. But do I think that he needs to spend jail time for what was a horrible accident? No, I think that's a waste of time. And it doesn't make any sense. You want to look at him more on other charges or something? Or whoever was responsible on that set for the safety, which Hannah Gutierrez was, she's serving some time. And I think they opened up some eyes of people in the film industry to some other safety issues that they got to pay a bit more of attention to. But I don't, it doesn't seem like it's going to be just for anyone that Alec Baldwin goes to jail, whether you like him or not. I don't see it making any sense.
Yeah, I get that. I absolutely get that. But my other thought is, well, again, why was there a live gun on the set? So maybe that was Hannah's issue. She was the one in charge of the gun. If you're an actor and someone hands you a quote unquote prop, you assume it's not going to kill anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the other question would go, okay, who employed Hannah? Who looked at her resume and who said, yeah, let's give her this job, this rather important job that could go horribly wrong if they're not experienced enough. And she wasn't very experienced. She was the daughter of an armorer. And I get everybody's got to kind of get their place and start somewhere. A low budget movie's probably appropriate place to get there, but you also need to be properly trained. Because it doesn't matter if it's a low-budget movie or a $100 million movie. If there's live weapons, you need to be properly trained in how to do this. And it seemed like things were a little bit fast and loose on the set. There was drug use going on as well. Not to say that's not uncommon on any fucking set. But right. But in reality, yeah, if you're handling the weapons, you probably shouldn't be on coke. You probably shouldn't be... you know, as loosey-goosey as she was on some of the stuff that we witnessed and we saw in her trial. Now, is it Alex Baldwin's fault that he should have gone in there and you know, straightened that up? I don't know. I don't know what his role was in that, in the filmmaking. I know he was a big part of it, but was it his job to be doing those sort of things and looking out for her and raising red flags if she wasn't qualified? Or is that somebody else that should have done that? I don't know the answer to that question. If it is him, yeah, there's some liability there and culpability there. But again, I think this was just a horrible, horrible accident that no one would imagine it would have happened. But when you play fast and loose with some of the rules and things like this, shit happens.
That was just a huge fucking mistake to make, though. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, a community play. You know, we should ask Carol about this. Do you ever have live guns that you load ammo into? The answer is no.
Yeah.
I mean, the answer is just no. It should always be no. Either you have a prop gun that doesn't have anything and you have a sound effect of a real shot, you know, somewhere else or put in afterwards, or you have a real gun and there's no ammo anywhere nearby.
Well, blanks are, if you're using them correctly, it's fine. You just have to make sure that's what you're using. I mean,
but these people didn't do that.
That's the problem. Yeah, that is the problem. Oh, or they thought they did. They thought that they had blanks in there, but were not able to recognize and didn't double check or didn't know what to double check to make sure that it wasn't something that it shouldn't have been. I think it was one of those cases where, okay, the blanks arrived today. Let's use them. Nobody checked to make sure they're blanks. They threw them in the thing, and this is what happened. And I don't know. I know he claims he didn't pull the trigger. You're doing a shot where you're pulling the hammer back. So is there a way that the thing could fire? Yeah, I think it's a very good possibility it could fire without you meaning to fire the weapon. You know?
Especially, sorry, my cat just meowed right into the mic. Pardon me.
Yeah.
But he's got some thoughts too. I mean, most blanks, don't they have something on them that designates that they're a blank? For some reason, my mind is thinking that there's like an orange dot or something. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
No, I mean, it's something to do with the casing, and I couldn't tell you what it is because I'm not an expert in it, but I remember hearing about that during the previous trial of Hannah Gutierrez, where they kind of explained what to look for. And if you knew what to look for, which you would think a armor's specialist here would be knowing what they should be looking for, considering that's your fucking job. So yeah, to someone who's not familiar with arms and bullets, you wouldn't know. I wouldn't know if I just looked at it. But if you learned, yeah, you can figure that out.
Well, it goes back to the meme. You had one job to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
Exactly. So it's, it'll be interesting to watch the trial. We'll provide you with commentary every day as it moves forward here. We got it here on the Hidden Killers podcast on True Crime Today. And if you just want to follow the Alec Baldwin shooting trial by itself, you can do that. Just search Rust Movie Shooting, Trial of Alec Baldwin, wherever you get podcasts. We have a one-off channel right there that is strictly the Rust trial and the commentary as well.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.